It's been a long year for the Berkshire Museum as it continues to handle the fallout of its controversial art sale. Intended to raise funds for an endowment and a restructuring of the institution towards interactive experience-based exhibitions, the sale led to international protest and lawsuits. This week, WAMC checked in with Craig Langlois, the museum's chief experience officer. A 10-year employee of the Pittsfield Institution, he oversees exhibitions, collections, programming, and education for the Berkshire Museum.
Education and programming is sort of core to the museum's mission of bringing people together. And as the museum grows in that capacity, we have added these two new individuals, Stacey Parsons as our education program manager, filling a position that already existed within the museum, and then our activation manager position growing from what was sort of a public programming role. And the goal there is to integrate programming even more into the experience that visitors have to the Berkshire Museum.
So what informed their hiring? Like, what conversations happened at the museum to lead to these people being brought into the team?
So these are both people who are replacing positions that currently exist at the museum. So education program manager was a role that we had, and then activation manager was a role we envisioned sort of going forward. And both of those individuals who are leaving those positions are leaving for excellent opportunities outside the region. So we looked for, we took that opportunity to sort of make some strategic moves related to how do we grow these two departments, knowing the role that we want to serve within the community. So we worked within the experience team. So there are other educators, there are other programmers. We looked at sort of interdepartmental needs as well, and sort of put together an ideal candidate wish list.
In the spirit of talking about growth and moving forward at the museum, has the museum gotten any closer to finding a new executive director?
That process is ongoing. We have hired a search firm, and we look forward to being able to make an announcement about potential candidates or possible hires soon.
So it's been a year of transition at the museum, moving from a very long conversation about its future into what hopefully looks like the beginning of the implementation of that vision. So in your part, as someone who has such an expansive role at the museum, what are things like right now? How are those goals being met of refocusing the museum's interests?
So a lot of that is sort of, I wouldn't necessarily say refocusing the museum's interest. I think it's making the interest of the museum clearer. And a lot of the behind-the-scenes work over these past 3 years has been designing, refining, and sort of planning. We look forward in the next couple of months being able to announce and share the next stages of that that growth or that change. But the museum as we know it now and going in the future will still very much be the Berkshire Museum.
As it stands, what's attendance been like through this long process?
Attendance has actually been up. Last year we had nearly 30,000 student experiences. Our entire experience count is close to 100,000. If anything, we've seen an increase in attendance and people responding very well to the programming that we're offering and the exhibitions that we have on display.